Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY. Talk radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. We're going to talk about all things Greater Cooperative Christian Hickory Christian Ministries this morning. Of course, we've got Molly Sain in. She's the executive director. And Leanna Bodner. She is a volunteer with Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries. But she's also executive director of the Hickory Ballet and Performing Arts. Nice to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure. Now, let's talk with Molly Sain to get things going this morning. I want to thank you very much for your time. And how are things, just first of all, before we get actually into some impact numbers, because I know Ms. Wade, who was kind enough to help set these visits up, wanted the opportunity to let our community know a little bit about the impact made in 2024. But before we get started there, just in a general sense, how are things going at the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries?
Things are good. We've been busy, very, very busy, especially with the cold weather.
So give me kind of, and basically, I think I know, but give me the elevator speech, if you would, just a general description of what happens at Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries. Maybe somebody's moved to the area, maybe it's a first-time listener, and they're not really familiar with the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries.
So we provide services to the community, Catawba and Alexander County.
Okay.
We have services for people who are living on the streets. We have shower ministry, laundry ministry. People can use our address to receive their mail. We have a crisis clothing closet. And then we have a free medical clinic and free pharmacy for people that are uninsured in the community.
Okay.
And in our medical clinic, we do primary care, specialty care, dental, and vision.
Wow.
And then our pharmacy, most of our medications are $4. However, if the medications are donated to us, we don't charge for them. So a lot of our medications are free. And then we have a Whole Life Center, which is across the street from us. We do classes over there. Right now we're doing a faith-building class on Tuesdays. It's open to the community. It's for our clients, but anybody can come in. It's been really successful. And then we have our newest program, which is the Nutrition Plus program. And that is, we provide healthy food options for clients of our medical clinic. And those are people with the diagnosis of diabetes or high blood pressure.
A lot going on. And and that's just very much encapsulated. I know I would have left out something if I tried to do that. So thank you for bringing us up to speed on a lot of the great different things that are going on with your organization. But I know that we wanted to get into community impact this morning. So let's talk about some of the ways that your organization has impacted our community and maybe some of the most fragile and some of the most folks who need the services the most in our area. Where do we start with this? Because I think this is the first time we've done this.
Yeah. Let's do a medical clinic and pharmacy.
Okay.
Why don't we do that? So we serve close to 600 patients.
Wow.
That's for medical and pharmacy, both. We had, for 2024, we had almost 3,000 patient appointments in our medical clinic.
That's strong.
Mm-hmm. We also do telehealth, so we see people over the computer or over the telephone. That, you know, started during COVID, and it's been really helpful, especially for people that don't have transportation.
Right.
To get to follow-up appointments or medication refills.
Got to be very, very convenient, especially for some folks in that area, people who are impacted and need that.
Yep.
Sometimes transportation may be something that impedes that health care.
Yeah. We also have, mentioned earlier, we do specialty care.
Right.
So we have specialist providers from pretty much any specialist or any specialty that either come into our office and see patients for free, or they see them in their office for free. So we had about 300 total specialty care appointments, either in our office or outside.
And specialty care might be what? Give me an example of specialty
endocrinology,
care.
Endocrinology, rheumatology,
really?
Cardiology.
Wow.
All of the ologies.
all of the ologies.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
For vision, we did 121 vision exams in 2024. We typically see about 20 patients a month.
Okay.
That's
about
that.
Yeah. All right.
And then there's programs that we use or places in the community where we send the patients to get glasses for free or at a very, very reduced cost.
Gotcha. So now this is all kind of under the
medical
mm-hmm. umbrella. I know that you visited with me before, and you know I'm going to throw you a curveball.
That's fine.
Right here at the beginning. I know that we want to go over numbers. Mm-hmm. I know that we want to do that. But when we do these numbers this morning, I'm going to get you, as executive director, to tell me a story.
Okay.
So don't give me a story about healthcare, about vision, maybe. Or maybe it's a specialty. Maybe there's somebody who's gotten some type of device, or maybe somebody has been helped with one of the allergies, cardiology. give me a story, because as much as the numbers are important, I think people like stories. And you're a good storyteller. You've done that before.
So that is a curveball, trying to think of one in particular. I think we see the most stories through the dental program.
Okay.
Just what a difference it makes from somebody who has no self-confidence and who has lost everything to come in and get their teeth repaired and then feel comfortable smiling when they walk out.
How about that? Yeah.
That's probably the most touching thing, you know, that you will see in our medical clinic.
Do any of them, are you out there enough that anyone would approach you and either give you a hug or shake your hand?
I try to be. And
say thank you very much, or this has made a difference in my life. Do you hear that? Do you get to hear that?
I do some, yes. Not as much as I used to, because I used to work the front lines.
Right.
So,
work the front lines. That's really what it is, isn't it?
It is. It's the front lines. Very much. But I still try to make an effort to, you know, go out in the lobby and say hey to people. I still remember some of their names, and that's pretty rewarding.
So do you try to do that at least maybe like once a day, once a month, once a week?
At least daily.
So you get up and you kind of stay plugged into what's going on.
I try to, yeah.
And you see the people, mm-hmm. and you see what's going on, and maybe you see somebody, and they don't have real good teeth. And you know that after a while in the dental clinic, they're going to come out, and they're going to be smiling, they're going to be feeling good.
Yep.
It's pretty strong.
Well, I'll give you some more stories later when we get into the other department.
All right, very good. Good. I'm just letting you know. I want to hear some stories this morning.
All right.
More First Talk right after this break. Good morning. You're listening to First Talk with Hal Rowe on WHKY, Talk Radio for the Greater Hickory Metro. We're talking about the impact of the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries in 2024. Joining us this morning, Molly Sain and Leanna Bodner, who's a volunteer and is going to be talking about an upcoming event that's a fundraiser. Let me ask you, I didn't even think about this until right now. What do you do in your volunteer work? What do you do there? Are you on the front lines now? Are you helping sort foods? Are you in the pharmacy? What do you do as a volunteer there?
No, as a volunteer, I just help with their fundraising efforts.
Good deal.
Yes. So Linda Wade and I are friends. We go way back. And, you know, Linda is a hard woman to say no to.
Yes.
And everyone over there at CCM, I was really impressed by how dedicated and passionate everyone is about the work they do. And not just making our community better as a whole, but really helping the individuals there that come to them for help. And that just touched me. And I wanted to be a part of that. And so when Linda came to me and said, hey, we have this fundraiser idea. I think you might be able to contribute some creative input. I was like, I'm there. Sign me up.
Isn't that great about our nonprofits in our area? There's always something for someone to do. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always mean on the front lines. Sometimes it's people who are doing filing. Sometimes it's people who are answering the phone and may never actually be out there on the front lines, but their work is so very important to what happens day in and day out with the organization. So nice to have you here. We're going to talk with you in just a few minutes about the upcoming fundraiser. Molly Sain, we were talking a little bit about the pharmacy, the medical end. You talked mm-hmm. a little bit about the dental. Let's talk more about the impact of the Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministry in our area 2024.
Okay. So our with dental, we had almost 650 dental visits. And as you know, dental's that's probably our number one call within medical. We did open up the guidelines a little bit, so now we're accepting people. So if someone has Medicare, but they don't have the dental coverage, they can qualify for a dental-only card.
Okay.
That's something that we started doing beginning of last year.
Okay.
Just to have that available for people in the community when they need it.
All of us were talking in the room during the break about how sometimes it may be very, very difficult, the dental part of it. And sometimes I think Ms. Bodner made the comment, sometimes we just take it for granted.
Yep.
So very, very important, especially those folks who are in this particular population. So what's up next?
So pharmacy. We did $1.5 million worth of medications is what we handed out.
That's huge.
Yep. Then we'll go into, let's go to Nutrition Plus.
Okay.
So I do have, that program is the newest one.
Okay.
And it's
this is where you're providing foodstuffs and healthy food for the folks who are involved in certain areas of care.
Correct.
In your medical care area.
Correct. So the biggest reason for that program, and you know, it's education. It's all about education, teaching people to eat better.
Okay.
So we have these classes. We have monthly peer support cooking classes for
cooking.
Diabetics.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. So they come in together. They share a meal. They see how it was prepared. And it's items that they would find in the food market that we have available.
Okay.
So with that class, when it first got started, I think we had like 4 to 5 people.
Right.
Now we're averaging about 20 a month.
Nice.
That come into that class. So we do have, we have people that are buying in. They want to take control of their health. They want to get better. We've had patients that have lost 50 pounds. We have had people whose A1Cs have really dropped. So that's really exciting to get to see that program, you know, grow and expand.
Thank you. You did the story without just going with the numbers. You were all ready for me. So, 'cause dropping 50 pounds, that's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Then we also do peer support. So that's Jane Derelia. She does that. She hands out bus passes.
Okay.
That's huge need. We're all the time needing funding for bus passes.
Okay.
We have
because transportation is so very important.
It is, and it's very, very difficult for our population to find good transportation. We use the Greenway a lot.
Right.
However, there are times whenever a patient has to go or a client has to go somewhere that the bus doesn't go to.
Right.
So Jane loads people up in her car.
Really?
And she takes them places when she needs to. Yeah.
She's so cool people. She's good people.
That's part of that, you know, that peer support role is just walking alongside somebody.
Right.
And so that's been really great. We give out over 5,000 bus passes.
Wow.
This past year. But
that's
the thing about
bus
passes
number.
Is we don't just give bus passes to go down the street. They have to have a reason for needing a bus pass.
Right.
It could be court. It could be a doctor's appointment. It has to be a qualified reason.
Gotcha. Not just to get on and ride.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct. Yeah. So with Whole Life Center across the street,
right.
Faith building class. I talked about that. We're doing that class right now, actively on Tuesdays. It's been really great.
Tell me about a faith building class.
Yeah.
Is it like church, Sunday school? Are you reading scripture? Are you finding out more about a higher power? Tell me a little bit about what faith building.
They dig into different topics each week. It's kind of whatever comes out of it.
Okay.
A lot of our people have questions, you know.
Right.
So trying to find the answers to those questions.
So it's more spiritual than religious, would you say?
Maybe
more religious because
it is.
Well, let's go back and take a look. I got a Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries.
Yep.
So we may be talking about building faith within the Christian.
It is. That particular class is. Now, we accept anybody.
Sure.
So we are a Christian organization. But I think that's part of it is you love everybody. And that's what we do. We welcome everybody. We're not going to turn people away for believing something different or not believing in anything. You know, we serve them just like we would anybody else.
Right, yeah.
And
you're right. That's the deal.
Yeah,
that's the deal.
With this faith building class, so we have a new church relations coordinator that's on staff, and
really?
She's been with us. She's been a volunteer, and then she came on staff, and she's been great. Her name's Amanda. She is ordained, so she's an ordained minister. We didn't hire a pastor; we hired a person, but luckily she is a pastor, so it's been really good for us. She's very present in the lobby talking with people, and she has had some incredible stories. She's the one that's leading the faith building class right now.
Okay.
And so we had we're handing out Bibles if people need them.
Wow.
So we handed out over 300 Bibles last year.
Nice.
And also I think the biggest thing is she started tracking life transformation.
Okay.
So any kind of success that came out of some sort of life transformation. It could be getting somebody into rehab. It could be getting somebody into off the streets, you know, into a program.
I'm thinking maybe it's just getting somebody on medication and they're sticking with it.
It could be. So that's something we've never tracked before.
Right.
You know, we talk about stories and we get stories sometimes and we'll record them, and there's a bunch on our website. So if you ever want to go and look, they're pretty incredible. But we started tracking that in October of last year, and she counted 22.
Really?
Which is you know, we had, she had
somebody experiences that have come through and can be tracked and can be attributed to the spiritual work that's being done and the one-on-one interaction that's being done with her.
And I think it's mainly just building relationships with people.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest need. And I think that's what a lot of our people are longing for. They're looking for that connection. And, you know, whether it's a Bible type relationship or just a friend, a mentor, you know,
someone who's there to talk, someone who's there to listen.
We have all that available for people. So that's really needed. And we've seen a lot of success come out of that.
Vince and I were doing some research on the, we were taking a look at new shows. Loneliness is an epidemic in our country, and it's harmful and hurtful. So that's one of the things that we're going to be taking a look at. You guys beat it to us. You're already there just trying to make that connection, that interpersonal connection. We're First Talk right after this. Molly Sane, always a pleasure to see you. Let's wrap up with crisis intervention. This is where you told me before we went to the break that you were directing a lot of the funding towards rent and other areas similar to that. Tell me about and where you went with this, because you met somebody or talked to somebody or had somebody come in. Tell me about it.
So we work with Assure Ministry in Newton.
Sure, yeah, good
so
folks.
So we have tried to build a partnership with them where we're kind of splitting rent and utilities.
Okay.
So that's freed up funding for us where we're able to help with some other things that maybe nobody else helps with.
Okay.
So we have a new partnership, or relatively new in the last couple years, with Momentum Tire. They're donating $7,500 worth of car repair services for our clients a year.
Okay.
And we use every bit of it. That is a huge need. So it's through partnerships like that as well that we're able to help take care of people. One story that I have, this is in regards to helping with other things.
Okay.
This is stuff that we used to not help with. But we had a client who, he was incarcerated and was on parole for a year. He couldn't find a job, so he couldn't find work. Therefore he couldn't pay his parole fees.
Oh, wow.
And, he was then in violation of his parole.
Right.
He was going to have to go back to jail in December, but we, the ministry, was able to step in and pay off all of his parole violations, so that way it could get him out of that broken cycle, you know, by paying those off and getting that cleared. He didn't have to worry about it. He could then try to find work and didn't have that hanging over his head anymore. So that's just one example of a way that we were able to assist financially with something other than rent and utilities.
Gotcha. Other than rent and utilities. So there's a lot that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We don't have a set list of what we will help with and what we don't.
Right.
It's very individualized. It's very case by case.
Right.
What the need is in front of us. And we go off that. You know, we do look at financial statements, see what spending habits are, see how we could step in to help.
Right.
Maybe that's sending somebody through financial literacy or basic budgeting.
Right. So you still do those classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have them all the time. I mean, it's rotating.
Sure.
Our financial case manager, she's crisis intervention manager.
Right.
She does look at all that with them and tries to see, you know, if they've got a $400 cable bill, but they can't afford to pay their power bill, then there needs to be some adjustments.
Right.
And so she will work with them to try to get it all back in line.
Gotcha. And sometimes I think it's just awareness. Maybe no one's ever sat down and says, hey,
yeah,
this is what we need to do here. We need to make some adjustments here. And if that happens, then we may be able to help you,
yep,
or we can help you get on that pattern of, because, you know, we need to pay that power bill.
Yeah.
We need to stay warm. And we need to keep the Netflix on.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with having some Netflix, but just got to be able to keep the power on so the TV stays on.
Yeah.
Those type of things.
Yep.
So, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Some good stories. I've heard about transportation. I've heard about people on medication. I've heard about people who are learning to eat better and to help with that diet and nutrition as part of a whole life and getting better. So a lot going on at Greater Hickory Cooperative Christian Ministries.